This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. The heat was here, the weekend is now here, and everyone's looking for something to do to get outdoors. And coming up in roughly a month or so, September 25th and 26th, the return of the Simsbury Fly-In Car Show and Food Truck Festival. And joining me this morning to talk about said event is Bill Thomas. He makes sure things go off without a hitch over there. Bill, thank you for joining me this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
So the return of the Simsbury Fly-In Car Show and Food Truck Festival is coming up this year. What should people be ready for, the 30,000 view?
The 30,000 foot view is that this is, for the first time, going to happen on 2 days. For 40 years, we've had a one-day event. This will be 2 days, which will be Saturday, September 25, and Sunday the 26th. And just to be clear, the Saturday, we will have only a food truck event. I say only, it's actually a big deal, but that's the only thing that will be happening that day. But the next day is our regular, full-size, full-blown event, which I'm sure we'll talk about in a minute, that will include a second day of food trucks. Have I got you confused yet?
No. The more food trucks, the merrier.
Absolutely.
So what prompted to go to the 2 days? I mean, last year was, well, let's not get into last year because everyone wants last year, the last 18 months erased from the history books. But what prompted 2 days this year?
Well, we had started 3 or 4 years ago to include food trucks in our event, and it really became a huge hit. As you probably know, there is a big following for food trucks, and it was such a hit that we decided to add that second day. And we're getting a lot of demand for that already. So it looks like, hopefully, like a good decision so far.
I was going to say, are there still, if there's any food truck owners, vendors out there listening, is there still room to get in on this, or is they just out of luck too late?
It's probably too late at this point. Yeah, we're pretty much wrapped up.
But, you have your lineup. What do we got for food trucks coming? We'll start with Saturday. I'm sure most of them are going to be there both days. But, people are always looking for something to do, especially now where people just want to get out of the house and do something again. Do you have a list to whet people's appetites, if you will?
I can give you a general answer as of the moment. Actually, by the end of this weekend, we'll have all of the trucks lined up by name, and that'll be posted on our website, which, by the way, let me mention that quickly because that has all kinds of info on it. That's just Simsbury Fly-In, FLYIN.com. But the quick answer is that we'll have as many as 20 food trucks. And you're going to see ethnic foods, you're going to see desserts, amazing sandwiches, sushi, lobster mac and cheese, dogs and burgers, et cetera, et cetera. Really a lot of fun and some exotic stuff as well as some ordinary stuff.
And like you said, the food truck thing has gotten bigger over the years. So that's cool that you guys are doing that. Now let's jump to Sunday a little bit, the Fly-In Car Show. For people that might not understand what a fly-in is, what is that all about?
The name tells it all. This is something that happens in aviation, and it is that airplanes from all over, in our case, all over New England, fly in to the Simsbury Airport, and they stay there for the whole day, and they're put on display so that the spectators can get up close to them and look inside and talk to the owners. And it's a display that includes airplanes of just about any kind that is able to land at Simsbury Airport. The very old airplanes sometimes show up. We'll get planes that were built back in the 1920s, believe it or not, that are still flying. You'll get brand new ones. You have lots of home-built airplanes, which is another whole topic maybe for another time. Helicopters. It's really a three-ring circus of airplanes. And if I could just add, the same thing is pretty much true on the car side, that we have old cars, new cars, school buses, tractors, motorcycles, fire engines, soup to nuts. A lot of fun.
Now, if people, you know, like I know me in particular and my kids and other people, they're like watching the airplanes come and land. I'm assuming they're all not flying in Sunday morning. Is there a good time if people want to really catch maybe the planes coming in and landing and seeing them get ready?
There are some that come in the day before, the Saturday. That's not sort of an official event. As I said, that day is food truck day. But most of the airplanes do come in on Sunday morning. And we open the doors there at 8 o'clock with food trucks serving breakfast. And if you get there at 8 o'clock, between probably 8 and 10 or so, you're going to see a whole lot of airplanes landing. We'll typically get maybe 100 airplanes. So maybe 600 cars.
The crew in the towers must be very busy come Sunday morning orchestrating that.
Yeah, it is a busy arrival time. We look like O'Hare Airport.
Now, you know, you've worked at the Simsbury Airport a while. You know the drill, I guess we can say. Let's go back a couple of weeks when the tropical storm Hurricane Henri was coming. Did you guys have a lot of planes from, like, the shoreline coming up and spending the afternoon in Simsbury?
No, not really. You know, people know ahead of time, but it's coming. And just like homeowners who have to, you know, clear the decks, you know, get the lawn chairs and umbrellas off, you know, the pilots know to do the same thing. And if you're inside a hangar, that's not a problem. It's only the folks that are outside, and just make sure that they're tied down. So that turned out to be kind of a non-event.
Now, you know, we have to get into
For aviation, I should say.
Yes. We have to get into this. You know, it's the years of the COVID. Are there precautions? What should people be aware of in preparing if they're coming out to see the air show or the food trucks or just anything on that Saturday and Sunday?
Sure. We will definitely follow whatever the then guidelines are. As we speak, the only guideline that we know is that indoor events are going to require a mask. This is primarily an outdoor event. We do have one segment of the show, which is indoors in hangars, and that is that we have a series of, turns out to be seven presentations or seminars on various topics we can talk about if you're interested. And because those are indoors, we're going to require folks to have a mask, but we will give them a mask. If they forget to bring one, we'll have one for them at the door. But
yeah,
with that exception.
Yeah. What are those seminars? Are they something that the average crowd can go in and watch? Or?
Well, they are geared to cars and airplanes, but they're pitched in such a way that we really think that the average person will enjoy them. Just as a for instance, we have the air traffic controllers from Bradley Airport who are going to put on a presentation to tell the folks what they do. And, you know, you see this kind of thing in the movies, but this is a chance to hear it firsthand from the people that actually do it. And they keep it non-technical. So that's an example of something that should be of interest to almost anybody. I mentioned our website. All of the seminars are listed on our website as well. Again, that's simsburyflyin.com. So folks can get a rundown on those.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it now. I mean, it's nice because you got driving directions, the schedule, all the different car show event information. And that's what, you know, I'm hoping we do this every year, and I'm really hoping, again, we have nice weather because it is New England, and who knows what's going to come the weekend of the 25th and 26th in September. But we are hoping for nice weather. If there isn't, is there a rain date, or is it the show must go on?
No, if there's a rain date, there is a rain date. We just pushed that off 1 week.
Okay.
I should definitely mention that there are aspects of this show that make it very much like a country fair. We have about 150 organizations and businesses that participate. And if the folks go there, they're going to see things like the animal rescue folks, the Granby High School kids with robotics, ham radio operators, the veterans of foreign wars, Taekwondo demonstrations, radio control model airplanes, new car and airplane dealers, and on and on and on. So it's a lot of things to do just to walk around and browse and maybe buy some stuff and have some fun.
And that's, you know, the Simsbury Fly-In Car Show and Food Truck Festival has expanded over the years. So that must tell you that they're doing something right over there, and people are enjoying going.
Well, we hope so. It's a lot of fun.
You know, and again, joining me, Bill Thomas from the Simsbury Fly-In Car Show and Food Truck Festival, 2 days this year, September 25th, 26th at the Simsbury Airport. Bill, I will see you definitely one day that weekend. We'll have to see, but I'm going to get there. We're going to enjoy it. And like you said, the website, SimsburyFlyIn.com, if anyone's looking for more information, because great events like this happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.